The Titanic is going down. We are the lifeboat. That's it. This is the last call to be saved from the Titanic. You're not going to restore the world to some state of a polite existence where everybody's cordial and it's not, it'll never be the same again. It's not going back to what it used to be. Forget that, it's over. My wife and I went to a restaurant twice in 2 weeks. Both times, we were sitting next to folk that looked like they came from a Mad Max movie. Four women sitting next to us with red hair, orange hair, green hair, and every other word, MF this, effing this, F that, F you. I effing don't know, you F that. You F, and loud, abrasive, laughing, cussing, sex talk, talking about sex and what somebody doing to me and what a guy did to you and how I'm going to get him and do this to him. And went out for a little afternoon snack yesterday, or the day before yesterday. About three or four homosexuals come in with a lesbian. And I don't know. You didn't know what they were. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know if that's the man, is that the woman? I don't know what we got here. I don't know. But they sat behind us, and here we go again. It is just the way it is. You're walking around in Sodom and Gomorrah and the days of Noah. We're here. What's happened? The people are demon possessed. And the demon possession of the people is now infecting their minds. You get a demon in a person that takes over, it will infect the mind and affect the character, and it will go on display on the outside of the person. I was watching a lady sitting behind Barbara at the restaurant yesterday. Beautiful girl. She had shaved off side, one side of her hair. She had long, flowing, beautiful black hair. Shaved off one side of it, bald, and tattooed the side of her head. 8 earrings coming down her ears, with 2 big, long earrings hanging down. Nose nose pierced, chin pierced, corner of her mouth pierced. I think her eyebrow was pierced, covered in tats, sitting with her husband and 2 sons at the table. And when you hear her talk, sounds like a normal, average, you like her. Friendly, telling the waitress thank you and please. And you're thinking, how did this beautiful young girl do this to herself? Why would you mutilate yourself like this? It's demonic. It's demonic. It's what's going on right now. She looks in the mirror at herself. She doesn't see what you see. This looks good, because when the demonic elements infiltrate your thinking, what is abnormal and mutilation becomes attractive to you, because it's attractive to the demon that controls you. I talked to a lady, I mean, she was like in her late 50s. She said, I was a school teacher. I just retired and walked away. I got out of there, took an early retirement. Because a boy took a big textbook and threw it at me and hit me in my breast and hurt me so bad, you know, I couldn't take no more. Then a young girl in the classroom took a desk and hit me with the desk. And she said, you know, I realized if I stayed in that classroom, I was going to be killed. Well, I was going to kill somebody, one or the other. It was going to go one way or the other, you know. This right here is a whole nother world. We're in a whole nother world now. This is Mad Max. This is Lost in Space. This is, name a horror movie, you know, the Wolfman and Dracula and all that kind of stuff. These kids are coming through the school systems with all kinds of problems. I sat there and watched a kid almost beat assistant principal to death. Special needs kid, an older white guy, comes to restrain the boy because he's going to hurt himself and hurt somebody else. And the boy telling him, get your MF and hands off of me, nigger. And it's a white guy. And that's just one instance, one location, one day, Now think about every day, all day. Teachers listen to me, know what I'm talking about. These are not the same kinds of kids. Something has happened to humanity. This is not the same world. This is not your grandmother and grandfather's world. This is another world. That means you got to get more power. Wherefore he giveth more grace, the Bible says. I don't know what Peter, Paul, and James, and John and them had, but whatever they had, we need more.